Thompson is accused of steering a $750,000 state employee travel contract to Edelman Travel Group, whose top executives have donated money to Governor Doyle's re-election campaign. During his opening argument yesterday, federal prosecutor Stephen Biskupic said it was a case where politics got ahead of merit. Biskupic later brought to the witness stand Ian Thomas, a travel consultant hired by the state, who worked with Thompson on the travel contract bidding process. Thomas testified that Thompson was unhappy with a preliminary rating that put another company, Omega, ahead of Edelman, and that Thompson worked to change the results. Mike McCabe of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign says Thomas's testimony added another voice to the charges against Thompson.
But what Ian Thomas said is that really what she was arguing is that this needed to be done for political reasons. And she referred to how this wouldn't go over well with her superiors, and she sort of brought politics into it.
Thompson's attorney, Stephen Hurley, objected to several portions of Thomas's testimony. Hurley says Thompson was a dedicated civil servant who was trying to protect the taxpayer while bringing in a qualified company. Edelman eventually was the low bidder for the contract. But Jay Heck of Common Cause of Wisconsin says he has trouble accepting Thompson's image as the taxpayer's friend.
It's possible, but you know, when you have a review committee in which everybody but herself agreed that the contract should have been awarded to the Omega Group with a lower bid, it just seems that it defies the imagination that the only reason that Georgia Thompson might have acted would be because she felt she could get a better deal for Edelman.
Heck and Mike McCabe agree that it'll be interesting to see if more details about political appointees who supervised Thompson will surface during the trial. Defense attorney Hurley is already trying to highlight another political battle, contending the disagreements between Thompson and some UW employees who were on the bid review committee were part of the ongoing bad blood between the university and the Department of Administration. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.